I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
We, as a ministry, we always tell Christians, please, one, have compassion. What you see on television is a reality, and we're not asking people to put their head in the sand. No, it is a problem. Islamic terrorism is a problem, and the government needs to take care of that. But that is the role of the government. The role of the government is to create a society that's fair and equal and peaceful. That's their role. The role of the church is to, for sure, reform government, absolutely. The role of the church is to reform government, absolutely, to follow the words of Jesus. However, we do not wait for the government to tell us what to do. Jesus already told us, go and make disciples. Jesus already told us, I have come that they might have life. Jesus already told us, whatever I told you in secret, shout from the rooftop. So you and I, as believers, we need to take the initiative. We need to have compassion, respect, love. And then the second part that comes out of compassion is to take the initiative. So Jesus was walking and said to Matthew, come follow me. Matthew was sitting there. He was a chief tax collector. He was sitting there doing the taxes. And Jesus passes, come follow me. He took the initiative. He went to the Samaritan woman and he said, give me a drink. The Christ took the initiative. One of my devotions yesterday was in John 9, chapter 9, where the Jewish beggar there, the boy, was born blind. And Jesus heals him. And the whole commotion where the Pharisees asked him, don't you know this man is not from God? And he says, well, I don't know if he's from God or not, but I was blind and now I see. But towards the end of the chapter, Jesus, it says that Jesus saw this man and said to him, do you believe in the Son of the living God? And the blind man who became seeing said to him, sir, who is that? And Jesus says, I am he. And he said, I believe. And the beautiful thing is Christ did not leave the conversation without taking the initiative and telling this person, I am the Messiah, Son of the living God, the Son of Man, the promised Redeemer. And so it's exciting for us to know that we are in about our master's business. We are, whether you're a businessman, a truck driver, a teacher, a bus driver, a doctor, a nurse, you have a bigger business than that. Your business is to spread the kingdom of God. So the exciting part for us as a ministry is when people come to training and catch this heart that, wait a second, I need to take the initiative.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.